Hi, this is a dictation for Calvin Lewis, C-A-L-V-I-N-L-E-W-I-S. Date of service is 8/22/2025. Date of accident is 1/23/2025. And date of birth 6/5/53. Mr. Calvin Lewis is here for follow-up evaluation today on 8/20/2025. He was involved in an automobile accident as a pedestrian when he was hit on the right side, leading to all the complaints and symptoms. The patient hit the pavement very hard, and now he reports that he 30% improvement, but also his back pain is now worse. It's not improved. His pain in the neck, middle back, and lower back is reported to be 8 to 9. The pain in the shoulder and the neck is reported to be 9. Left elbow, 9. Knee is also 8 and 9. Patient do not report any shooting pain or radiation of numbness or tingling in the upper or lower extremities at this time. So the pain level is between 8 and 9, and patient reports 30% improvement. ADLs are affected 10. Please review the records for ADLs, system review, additional issues.
It says use book 149.
And substance abuse and a compliance history. Physical examination, blood pressure is 136 over 82, pulse is 71, pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam remains the same as previous visits are. Please copy and paste from 8/5/2025, dictation number 0806-013. The plan is to provide the patient. Please mention that there is a, in the physical exams, there is a severe spasm in the left side of a upper trapezius, and also left shoulder is quite painful, and both the supra and infraspinatus are tender. Patient was advised to get an injection to the shoulder intra-articular as well as the supra and infraspinatus based on the finding of the MRI. The patient was found to have supra and infraspinatus tendinosis and a tear of the posterior superior margin of the glenoid labrum with the glenohumeral joint arthritis.
I have to pay another $20 extra there, right?
1 second. Patient was provided with Celebrex 200 mg a day for anti-inflammatory, Acifex 20 mg twice a day for stomach protection, Tylenol with codeine 60 tablet, 1 tablet 2 times a day for pain relief, Wellbutrin XR for mood improvement, Xanax was provided 0.5 mg PRN for severe anxiety, Lidoprim ointment for topical pain relief. Physical therapy has been ordered to continue at 3 times a week to the affected area, left shoulder, neck, and lower back. The patient is continuing disabled housework replacement transportation. Patient will be encouraged to get some more injections to the lumbar spine as well as the facet joint injection and the cervical spine. And that will be the end of it. He'll be seen in 30 days' time for follow-up visit. The procedure for left shoulder intra-articular and injection of the supraspinatus and infraspinatus tendon on the left side are done according to protocol. Medical indications are based on the history of pain ongoing for last 6 months, 6 to 7 months with no relief from physical therapy. The history of being involved in an automobile accident as a pedestrian and landing up on left shoulder was a beginning. Pain has remained at 9 with no improvement, and there is a tenderness of the supra and infraspinatus tendon. MRI findings are pointing towards tendonitis of supra-infraspinatus as well as fluid in the joint, shoulder joint, as well as there is arthritic changes and tear of the glenoid labrum and capsule. For all these reasons, patients being provided the injection with the dexamethasone and Marcan 5 cc to help his pain as well as to improve his inflammation. Patient tolerated the procedure very well. The entire procedure was carried out by aseptically. Thank you.